Mrs. K. I'm downtown Fort Worth doing my show. I'm downtown Fort Worth doing my show. 100, what's that, West Weatherford?
Yes, 100 West Weatherford Street, downtown Fort Worth. We're doing a memorial and a candlelight visual for Prince today. Y'all come on down. Each and every one of us got a story about him, and we can tell some stories about the songs and different people. You know, I didn't have a baby to him, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, but tonight is his night.
Right.
We out here in Fort Worth, and I'm going to go around and I'm going to ask, do some interviews so y'all can get on here with it. Okay. Excuse me, sir. Hey.
How you doing?
What's your name?
My name is Bill.
Hey, Bill. You came from where?
Midlothian.
To visit, to come down here to celebrate with us, huh, in Fort Worth.
Maybe grieve a little bit.
Yeah, all the above. Hey, that's what it is for. Yeah. So what was some of his favorite songs? What are some of his songs?
Crystal Ball.
Oh.
Sometimes It Snows in April. On Us Here With Us and Unreleased.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's like what would you say to him if he was standing here?
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you for the funky time.
I know that's right, cause it was fun, wasn't it? Okay, then I'm gonna go on and interview some more people. I'll come back to you.
All right.
Hey, how you doing?
You're good.
And my name is Kay. I have a radio show. The name of it is The Answer Is You. I want to know how y'all feel about Prince, what we out here doing.
I think, you know, it's a memorial.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that it reaches as far out to, you know, Texas and
mm-hmm.
Fort Worth and everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, I'm glad to see y'all young people out here. Yes. You know, this is how it is. You know, when you get together, group of good people, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, your mother's gonna play this music.
Yeah.
Did y'all?
Yeah.
My aunt. We were all devastated.
It was just like a family member. I mean, seriously, you know. And that's a loss to us. But we got his music and his memories, huh? Yes. I'm gonna be walking around, and I'll be talking back with y'all later on. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank y'all for coming.
Yeah.
All right. Hello. My name is Kay.
Hi.
I'm on my radio show. The Answer Is You. Hi, Craig. Crystal and Trace. All right, we out here, you know, in memory of Prince. What y'all feel? When it happened, when y'all heard it, what happened?
Instantly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when I first heard it, they were just saying that it was someone in
mm-hmm.
the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really hoping that
he's trying to shot somebody, trying to get out, but not him. You know, being it was something.
Yeah, I mean, to this day I'm still kind of disbelieved.
That's true. You know, and I'm hoping that when they do the autopsy, they really tell the truth.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, it looked like he was trying to get out of his own house. So was it somebody in there he was trying to get away from? That's where my mind goes.
I don't know.
He's in his elevator. You know what I'm saying? Oh, crazy. I like your style. That is nice. I like that at Prince head style. But yes, what was your reaction? You?
No, my reaction. I was at work and I saw it.
Yeah. Can't be.
Couldn't be.
Yes.
There's no way.
Man, what did y'all take from him? What did y'all get from him? I know what I got a child, but some on his music, so I'm all right. I didn't know what a child was.
Just perseverance. No fear.
Yeah.
Just did what he did on his own time.
That's
his
it.
Own way,
right.
And didn't care about what anybody thought.
That's it.
Do it first and let somebody say what they want to say. It's too late. I'm already done.
Right. But you know, when he got all his rights and stuff back, and then all of a sudden he's gone.
Right.
Yeah, and they take you back to what Michael Jackson said. Clive Davis is the devil. Look at Mike trying to talk. You know,
yeah.
Next
out. Here comes some more, man. And then Whitney said some things, too.
Right.
So you got to be careful. That's true. All right, that makes sense. So what's your name?
My name's Yoki.
Hey, Yoki?
Yoki.
Yoki. All right, then how you doing? I'm Kay. Got my radio show. The name of it is The Ounce Is You. It's on every Monday from 6 to 8. Y'all call me. Yeah, you know, I have all types of topics. Whatever you think you do.
I have a channel friend up here because
yeah,
I listened to so much Prince when I was growing up. It's in my DNA. Sorry. I listened to so much when I was a kid, through high school, college, from the Army. This music is in my DNA. If you rode in my car, you're going to hear some Prince. If it wasn't Prince, it was Jill Jones, Sheila E., Maserati, 100 miles an hour, The Family, Bootleg, Concert, Lord Day. And the thing that I think about the most is we still have all of that.
Uh-huh.
We have everything that made him special.
Yeah.
His heart, his humanity, his humor. And we take it with us.
Yeah.
Don't forget, he has 49-something albums.
Huh.
700-something songs out in Dubai right now. Or download. He has a few hundred bootlegs. Don't buy bootlegs. You're going to put three. But there's so much he gave to us. It's because he loved us. And a friend asked me, why was I upset? And I said, well, it's like a battery. He charged my battery 27, 30 years. And at some point, it has to come out. And I think the hardest part... The hardest part of living is not death. Death is the hardest part of living. So we continue.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
That's a great word.
Anyone else? You're looking for people.
Hi, Miss Trinda.
I just want to say this is amazing to me. When I found out that Prince was gone, I said, it's not real. They talking about somebody else. But when I found out that it was real, I haven't been able to stop wanting to listen to I Adore You. I haven't stopped wanting to listen to Purple Rain, Red Corvette, you know. And so many things that he gave to us. And then I was listening to the news, and they were talking about how he had put back things, but this time when we didn't know, but he put back things for this time. So the people who came to pay for the top part, he gave each of them their gifts in purple boxes. Did anybody see that on the news? I mean, he was constantly giving back. He was the kind of person that was a behind the scenes person. And when we think about the ultimate gift. When we think about the ultimate man, when we think about the ultimate artist, when we think about the ultimate things that we wouldn't even, I mean, if you give someone something, you always want somebody to know you gave it to them. The Prince was my lover.
Right.
Very humble man. And I'm just thankful to see all of these people out here to give honor and praise to a man that gave so much to so many. And I just want to say thank you, Danielle, for the opportunity to speak. God bless you.
All right.
God bless you. Right. Who we have next? You'd like to come up right here? Oh, no? Thank you.
Hi,
I'm
Vincent. I'm so hurt. I've been listening to Prince since I was like 8 years old. My parents wouldn't even let me out speak.
Okay,
he just made me feel so free to express myself, not care what anybody else is saying about him. Or he was just this genius, brilliant, wonderful I call him a magical unicorn because he is like magic. Did y'all see the rainbows over his?
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
I will always, always, always love him. I've raised my kids on him. My daughter, she's right there. She knows like almost every song out of, what, 50 albums? I'm just really going to miss him. Like, I feel like the world has just lost something big.
Yes.
And I ask myself, is this silly me crying over someone I don't even know personally?
No, 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 no.
But he was so special to me. I felt so connected to his music. Like, I felt like he was part of my family.
He was.
I like, grew up with him. I'm like 42.
He was.
And so, we grew up with him. He was my cousin, brother. Maybe should have been husband.
I know.
Oh, he was so beautiful. He died beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, you'll never know what Prince looks like as an 80-year-old man. Like,
yeah.
Never. He don't want y'all to do that anyway. As long as I've been going to concerts, I know Prince audiences are like the awesomest. Everybody is always filled with love. And, I mean, as soon as they see you, they talk to you, they hug you and sing with you. I mean, I've never been in anybody's concert that people were just so, and you can just feel the energy. The energy was just so different. And he was always on time, though.
Oh, always. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Always. Uh-huh. So that's it. I love him. I love you guys. Thank you.
All right.
I heard Jamie Foxx one time said he was so pretty he couldn't even look at him in his face. He said, I couldn't even look straight in his eyes. He just mesmerized. That kind of give you a justice how pretty Prince was, you know what I'm saying? Another man said he couldn't even look at him in his face. Prince kept his stuff together. Go ahead, sis. I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Sage. I'm a daughter. And I'm going to tell you the story about how I saw the movie Purple Rain. I was only 5 years old when she showed me this, and it changed my life, literally, because she called me in there, and I just walked in there. I was just like, what is this? And then she sat me down on the bed, and as soon as I heard that song, Purple Rain, I felt this big energy just burst inside of me, because he did change my life for the better. And seeing my mom like this, heartbroken, it breaks my heart too. When he died, I felt my whole world just crash. I asked myself, why did he have to die? Like, I thought he was gonna live forever. But I guess he didn't. I loved him very much. And to see my mom loving him, it really, she and him changed my life. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, baby.
All right.
When I sing for the glory of God. And when I shout for his name to be praised. And when I give out of thankfulness for all the good he has done. When I sing for the glory of God, and when I shout of his name to be praised. And when I give out of thankfulness for all the good things, all of the good things he has done. Glory be to the Father for all the good things he has done. Glory be to the Father for all of the things, all of the good things he has done. When I sing for the glory of God. And when I shout for his name to be praised. And when I give out of thankfulness for all the good things, all of the good things he has done.
Amen. Amen, Miss
Sam.
Amen.
Yeah, please. Hello, everyone. I'm Kay. I have my own radio show. The name of it is The Answer Is You. We are here for prayer. We have to be strong. But what I did hear is that some of us are weaker. We're going to have to stand in the bridge. He's not here anymore. We're gonna have to help the weak. They didn't already spoke. We're gonna have to stand tall.
Yeah.
And be their strength.
Yeah.
Because he's no longer here.
That's it.
That's what I hear. So us as a loving people, we loving the artists, the icon, press. We gotta be in this bridge. This baby crying. This baby shouldn't be crying alone. Just like a mama grandpa. Five more of us need to go over here and let them know it's going to be all right.
That's it.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
This is what life is about. When we are given a gift, when that gift steps to the side and go and call it home, we got to stand and pray. We got to do this. This baby crying, her mama crying. I'm going to step out and let you know. Call me. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Get it out. Because once you get it out and you see the focus, everything gonna be all right. See, I'm gonna build. I'm gonna bridge build. So what we're gonna do? If you don't mind, my number is 816-455-4555. Y'all call me. I mean, you hear this is gonna be on my radio show. If it's there, and you go on Facebook up under Andrea Adams.
One more time.
817-566-4555. That's how sure I am about my belief in prayer. He don't want us all stranded. He want us to come together as a family, just like he left us. Okay, and here we go.
All right, y'all. We're about to, in a few more minutes, in a few seconds, I need everybody to come together. We're about to release the balloons in the memories of Prince. So I need everybody to come close. We ain't going to bite you. Come close. Say something real loud, Prince, man.
Thank you,
Jesus. All right, then. A count of 10. I'm going to say it together. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah.
All right, tell me. I'm about to love. I'm about to say. Y'all
don't need to cry. Kind of just a piece of pie for you. Hey, I would die for you. Hey, I
mean,
come on. I would. Now we ain't gonna stay sad, y'all. Come on. Hey.
Hey, y'all, did I know? This show is Dallas Fort Worth, and Fort Worth came to Dallas today.
Hey!
Am I ready to do it?
Hey!
You don't have to put it on him. Fort Worth, Texas, came to Dallas.
Hey!
Put a good smile, right here.
Hey! Put a smile on your face.
What's
happening?
Go with
me, get to know you lead. Hey,
and we stand together, all different kinds of people. Let's talk about it. Let it make out there, girl.
We,
everybody, put our people together. Put our people together. This is beautiful, y'all.
Hey.
This is
beautiful.
Thank
you. Hey. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we go.
Somebody wanna know it now. I don't want to stop till I reach the top. Let me show you the light, what you hear. If I don't turn you off, say a word, I'm gone. I know, I'm gonna call your head. Hey, take me all out.
Some of us are saying it because it's before our time.
Yeah, what's the
thing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've been there.
I know
some of you.
But
baby, I'm
a
little
wise up in our domino.
Yeah.
I was 6 7 years old.
Exactly.
I don't want to stop till I reach the top. Y'all gonna talk?
Hit him with that one, man.
Uh-huh.
You
You're going to get a whooping.
And you're going to get a whooping.
You're going to get a whooping.
You're going to get a whooping.
All right, yeah, right here.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. She hasn't
like we're enjoying ourselves out here. You have help.
Radio show. Yeah. Radio. It's on Blog Talk. So it's the internet radio show.
Okay.
And look up Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
And look up Andrea Anderson on Facebook.
Okay.
And then
I'm
I can hook you up. Okay. Okay. Hey, what's your name?
Terry.
Hey, Miss Terry, how you doing?
I'm getting just fine, man.
I'm like, thanks for coming out here.
No problem.
When
Andrea Anderson, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get her on
Just go ahead and friend me, and then when I get to the hospital, I can accept it. Yeah, because don't be no stranger.
How you doing? What's your name?
I'm going to interview you for my radio show. My radio show is on. I'm good looking at the one. Yes, I'm glad to see everybody out here. Are you from Fort Worth?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What you think about? How you feeling about the gathering? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I know, right? Yeah. 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 So what are your, what, do you have any words for Prince? Because he was able to, you know, he can hear you. I mean, I believe you. Hey, how you doing? Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, he left his mark, and that's, for the, that's definitely the truth. You know, it's like, man, you just sit back and like, you know, my kids, man, they 30, you know, and they know about all this. You know, so, is you the one with the greatest song? Oh, okay, because I can announce 13. Oh, okay, then. Well, yeah, okay, thank you for coming. All right, y'all listen to my show. The name of it is The Answer You on Blog Talk Radio. Look up on Andrea Anderson. Friend each other, then I can make sure you get this. It's every month from 6 to 8. All right. I'll get the type of stop. Oh. Hey, how you doing? I know, right? You remember me?
I remember your face.
So why? Uh-huh. Hey, Anderson.
I knew your face back then.
I'm a hot side. That's what that was.
That's
your
granddaughter.
She's like a grandma. Tell us from a radio show. With Issa Rae. And hey, I'm doing me.
You might
on Blog Talk Radio, it's the internet radio show. And you might see it on there. The name of it is Anthony. So look up for the Andre Anthony. And don't forget to announce this for your life.
Alright, I'm
on the internet
radio.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
What a damn food.
Yeah, I understand.
What can I do for
y'all? I do something, everything. What I do, I'm the voice for the, I'm the voice for the community. It's like when you have to talk about the community, what they won't say, I'll say, and what I find out. Okay, 816-566-4555.
You remember my name?
No, I remember your name. Let me say.
Look, he's here. Everybody call me T.
T. Yeah.
I mean, you heard. Everybody call me T.
Yeah, I got you.
You been saying that an OGY since they've been
here? I was Friday when Brad came to back to school. You know, he said Brad was here. Friday, so we all met up at DJ and he was. So what do y'all think about this gap here? Yeah, what y'all think about this friend song?
I'm glad they did. I'm
back to the 80s. Hey, but it's yours, ain't it? That's what I'm saying, yeah. I got a song.
Made my friend.
Yeah, that's a song. Yeah.
Thank you.